Philosophy I joined in 1943, July.
Okay.
And then here and there I played some recordings with Anil Viswas and Naushad. The actual job, I was employed by E.R. Kardar 1943, October 15th.
Kardar?
Job. So...
Kardar Studios?
Kardar Productions, yeah. And then, when other musicians of note, those days, they made a note of me, and I gave audition and so on. So there was one chap whose name was Peter Sequeira. They thought I was, young and upcoming, and I had all the material with me, musical. Then Peter Sequeira, he took me aside. He used to come for recording only, and he said, "Don't tell anybody. I'm going to be engaged by Bombay Talkies. So he was very friendly with Anil Viswas, cultured man, Anil Viswas. So October, November, December, January, March, January, February. February 15th, I gave an audition to Anil Viswas. I did the Bombay Talkies recording. So he came and saw me. So he told Peter Sequeira, "We will appoint Anthony for our in this staff." They were just hiring new musicians.
So Anil Viswas was the first who hired you.
Naushad was the first,
and then Anil Viswas.
Yeah. So from Kardar, they told me, I gave audition at Bombay Talkies, February 15th. And March 1st, I got an appointment letter. 1944 March. 1st of March. And then went on. So they had a very small group of musicians selected. So hired by Bombay Talkies, Devika Rani. Devika Rani was the owner of the studio after her husband's death, Himanshu Rai. So she was running the studio. And Biswas was the music director at the Bombay Talkies studio. So we went on, we made Hamari Baat picture was about to release. I just reached in time for background music. Hamari Baat. And after Hamari Baat, after it was released at Majestic Theatre, Girgaon Road. So they started another picture named Char Aankhein. Lila Chitnis was an actress in that picture. Then after Lila Chitnis was over, Then they went for another production called Jawar Bhatta, where Yusuf Khan, now Dilip Kumar. So he was, his role was to, as a musician, his role in Jawar Bhatta, half and half. Half was done by Jawar Bhatta or Yusuf Khan, Dilip Kumar, and half was done by the solo, Jai Raj. And in that role, as a musician, Dilip Kumar, so he had a role to play the violin in the picture. Of course, he didn't know nothing, but his role was there. So Anil Vishwas asked me to coach him to how to hold the instrument and all, violin, the bow. I said, okay. So every Sunday I used to go to Bombay Talkies, where Sunday was a holiday for us. But for this purpose I made it a point to go to the studio, and Dilip would come and wait for me to take lessons, how to hold or hold the bow and all. So we went for shooting. Half was second half. First half was Jairaj, and second half was Dilip Kumar. Amiya Chakrabarty directed the picture, Amiya Chakrabarty. So picture was complete. Good picture.
Jawar Bhatta.
Jawar Bhatta. Jawar Bhatta. And then came for background music and all, background music. Then we all got together, the whole music staff. Anil Biswas composed the music for Jawar Bhatta. Anil Biswas, and his assistant was another musician, saxophone player, Ram Singh. Ram Singh was a good musician. He was a good musician, good reader, and staff notation. Boro was a good man.
Now, you said that before this, you even attended recordings of Saigal.
What?
Of Saigal.
Saigal was in between. After we finished with Bombay Talkies, we used to do freelancing, you know, like Kursi Danwar. He made Jugnu, and many other films.
So you actually got to attend recording sessions of Saigal.
Saigal was on the floor. The new theater hero, Saigal. So he sang music composed by Kursi Danwar. And we played Ram Singh's group. Ram Singh, born from Bombay Talkies, his group. We were very well known in the film industry. All selected hands, you know. So Madhok, writer, I think, his name was Madhok. Then first recording, whole picture we did with Kushi Danwar's songs, Ram Singh's assistants, and we were in the orchestra from Bombay Talkies. Then picture was complete. Name of the picture was Singar, I think.
So, at this stage you were a musician, staff musician.
Yeah, I mean, I was a staff musician, and slowly becoming to be known. So it depends on your capacity, you know. So,
when did you become more than that? When you started composing your scores for the films?
Full-fledged.
Yes. How did that happen?
It happened in between here and there, here and there. So that picture was over, and some other film, well, pictures were also on the floor. Music director was Sri Ramchandar, Chittorgarh, and Shidanwar, Govind Ram. These were the music directors. So there, in between, it happened. Then, well, I started writing a little bit here and there. In between, as I said.
Yeah.
And those, there was a music director called Shyam Sundar, who was an assistant to Ghulam Haider in Lahore. So they were, Ghulam Haider was in Bombay Talkies now, and Shyam Sundar was his assistant. So each one tries a separate contract from to themselves, you see. So Lahore people know, and they had contacts from Lahore. So Lahore people, Shamsundar picked on me because I was young and I was promising. So they said, so I should take his notation down. He had one or two pictures Vishnu Sinaton at Villapalla, in the field, like, you know. He was in the eyes, so he told me, come at so-and-so place and to take down the notation of songs, mythological. So I used to go to Sinaton, Villapalla, and take down his notes, notation, the song, and then record them at Shri Sound Studio, Dadar. So then he got another contract from Jaimani Diwan's brother. Those two brothers were together. They were the one fellow was producer, other fellow was actor. Diwans. Jaimini and his brother's name.
Yeah, Shyam Sundar Barabar.
Shyam Sundar got a contract to write music. And name of the picture was Bazaar. Bazaar. So that was very successful. Then he got some other companies like. Then he gave me full freedom to write music for his introduction, interlude, background music, and so on. Background music.
So he would just compose the Antara and Asthai and Antara?
Asthai and Antara of the songs only.
And then you filled in everything else?
No, then I had to fit in introduction. They used to give me the situation of the picture. Now I used to write introduction. And then Asthai is orchestrated very, very transparent. Very lightly. and then interlude. If there are three antarals, two interludes. If there are five antarals, then four.
So you would select the instruments, or did he tell you that use these instruments?
No, that I have to choose. I only have to tell him music one, music two, and music three, or so and so instruments. So he gave me full okay, all over. So picture was bizarre, but very successful.
And then you came into in contact with Anil Bishwas also, right?
Anil was past, gone. They are all out. We were all out in the industry. Each one, the music directors contact the producers, and they like Anil Bishwas. Except Naushad. Naushad stuck to the studio only, Kardar.
Can you tell us some your memories of Naushad and working with him? How did you find him?
They had told me, this Peter Sikora had told me not to tell anybody that I'm going to be appointed by Bombay Talkies. So I said, kept quiet. So my half pay is still with the production. I was getting 30 rupees monthly salary. So 15 rupees, all right. But I was getting a lot of work from the group, Ram Singh. And Bishwas had signed about 8 to 10 pictures outside. And then we were his staff. So a lot of money was coming in those days during the World War II. Then Bishwas on one side, Naushad. Used to hire few selected hands like Peter Sigura, A.P. Dorado, myself, A.B. Albuquerque.
All go ones.
All Christians.
Yes. Yeah. But how did you find working with Naushad? What was he like?
He was a thorough gentleman. Not that he was highly educated, but gentleman. Good man. Used to make crack some jokes and all, but never insulted nobody. And he would also not sign outside picture besides Kardar.
His working style was the same. He would also give you freedom to compose the interludes.
For him, I did not compose.
Okay. You are staff musician for him.
I used to play in the orchestra.
What about Anil Bishwas? Can you tell us something about him?
Anil Bishwas, later on, as we went on some couple of years, worked together. When he was actually going down, he spoke to Peter Sequeira, who employed me. Then he said, he wanted to learn Western music. He got stuck with a term for composition, fugue, F-U-G-U-E, fugue.
Bach's
fugue. By Bach. So that I said, I'll tell you the meaning of it, but and what it means to how the fugue is structural. So I said, you have to learn sub-notation. I told Anilish was. So let's start from tomorrow. Okay. So every Sunday I should go to him. Then one Sunday he told me, which is very, very nice of you, very kind of you, but I am getting old now, he said. And he could not get hold of what I was saying, actually. Musical terms, terminology, and structural ragas written in stop notation. So I said, you have to learn this. If you want to know about the fugue, you have to learn. You won't find it, and let's call it off. I cannot do it.
But what? How was his working style, and what did you think of his music?
His melodies were good, you know. This was melody. He was a tuneful music director. His tunes were good.
You wrote the interludes for him?
Hmm?
Did you write interludes for him?
Off and on, sometimes Ram Singh used to do this. Ram Singh, you know, used to work for him like an assistant. And Ram Singh was a good writer. And then later on, as it went on, I went on. Then Ram Singh became my student.
I see.
Ram Singh.
Okay.
And your work is wonderful. My work is wonderful, he said. And I said, you are good. You have been writing music for Anil Sasu. Tumhara aisa se nahi hota.
Who was the composer that you first started writing full scores for?
S.D. Barman. S.D.
Yes.
Father. He was in Bombay Talkies. Came as a singer from Calcutta. Guna. She should sit down and listen. But Guna won't help. Gunu won't sell here. Then he said to the musicians, Anthony's musical ideas are 200 years ahead of us. Barman said in front of everybody. So that Gunu, Anthony said, you are teaching. When I taught Pyarelal and gave him solo to play and all, Pyarelal. And then you are teaching everybody here, except my son. Shall I come to your place? You know, I said, how busy I am, day and night. I am working for you. You are here, you have 16 pictures in hand. But the work was done by me. He only would come out with his Astai Yantra.
Do you remember any pictures?
Taxi driver. And you know taxi driver?
Yes, Devanand.
Devanand's.
You wrote the score for that?
So many other films. Angare, Babla.
Bhusdil.
All this was me. I have done everything for him.
Do you remember any one song that you can?
You should copy. Dun 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 dun.
What about Munim ji?
I don't know. It's a Western tune of his selection. Dun 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 dun
But he is very he was very creative also, no? He was very creative, S.T. Burman.
Creative. Jal, picture Jal, no? Jal picture.
Yeah.
That's a story in Goa, Jal in the net.
Yes.
No, Devanand worked as a fisherman. Acted as a fisherman.
Yeah.
And being a Goan, he got all the material from me.
Yeah.
And some very transparent Astai Antra I used to compose, and I used to know Donald and all the everything. Whole picture was my music.
You remember that song, Ye Raat Ye Chandni Ye Ho?
That's all he had. By the introduction I had to compose, interludes I had to compose, then orchestrating the songs, so I had to do everything. And plus background music.
Do you remember Khemchand Prakash?
Who?
Khemchand Prakash.
Nahi to kya? Wo Ranjit mein sarta tha. Ranjit studio mein. Chandralal Chah ke saath. Yeah. There were so many jokes about these fellows, you know. So many jokes.
What about the singers? Lata, Mohammad Rafi, Kishore Kumar.
Lata and Manan, they put the singers, chorus and all, chorus singers and all, they put them in order, you know. Even H.M., his master's voice recording, they should be given outside small sitting room. So Lata went up to the producer, no. They should have their own chorus singers room. They did. Yeah.
Was she nice to you, Lata?
She started in 1944 at Bombay Talkies. I was there before her, 43. But she was also working, her father was a great singer.
Yes.
Kolhapur, they have one studio there, Kolhapur. So she used to act also as a child actress. She used to act.
Yes.
And then her father also died when she was young, you know. But no man, she did a lot. As far as singers are concerned, chorus singers, and those who could not even sing, like, you know, she taught them. She was nice like that, you know, very charitable. Lata?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know what kind of memory she has. She used to carry a notebook, you know, and write down lyrics. Actually, she was a Maharashtrian and a Marathi-speaking girl. And for her to shift from Marathi to Hindi was something amazing, they said, amazing. Her pronunciation also was so perfect. That's what I was told by these Urdu lyric poets, Shahid Ludhianvi and Jan Nisar actor.
Shakil Badayani.
Oh, yes. Now you know them, no?
Yes.
So I used to watch, and she contributed a lot. And she, for her, she has learned for herself the language. Speaking to the lyricist, music director, and she was a Marathi speaking girl.
Her father was from Goa, you know that.
Goa?
Yes, Mangeshi.
Yeah. So he was a Goan, and she was born also, I think, she was born in Indore.
Correct. What about Salil Chaudhary? You have good memories of him.
Salil Chaudhary, he was in Tibet, Assam, and he learnt Assamese tunes, and he said ye Assamese tune hai humne once udhar sikha, and then when he used to come to me myself at my house club. So I should teach him, tell him, are you music? He was a communist, no?
Yes.
Russian songs, Russian folk songs and all this.
Marching band.
Marching, Russian folk songs, also Assamese folks. Like that, he was good.
Did he know Western music?
Who?
Salil Chaudhary.
He wanted to learn, there again, here again. Same case, he wanted to learn, but it's not so easy, they were already tutored by their master in Hindi, and then this fellow also taking up Western music.
You wrote some scores for him, right? You said you wrote some scores for entire films of Salil Chaudhary.
Dubika Zameen and
Chaya.
Dubika Zameen.
Half Ticket.
Naukri. Kilkishore acted.
The beautiful song he sung.
I know that he was good. And Dubika Zameen, Naukri, and Biraj Bahu, you seen?
No. What about Musafir?
Who?
Musafir.
Musafir.
Did you do that?
Yeah, Musafir I have done.
That was a Goan tune in that. People like you did not get the credit. Your names were only given in very small size.
That also, after my telling, after my asking, I said, "Me, tum log ko to aankh hai, Bhagwan India, tum log dekhte hain, dekhte ho tum log, uska to jo dhoon jo hai na." वो भी उसका नहीं है और इंट्रोडक्शन म्यूजिक वो भी उसका नहीं है इंटरल्यूड है वो भी उसका नहीं है तो वो सब मैंने किया और धूम जाने उसने रिकॉर्ड में से लिया उसका क्रिएशन किया है और यू बी कुड पे हिम ब्लाइंडली लैक्स ऑफ रुपीज देन इवन देन दे वुडन्ट गिव माय नेम फाइनली आई नोन सदाशिव चित्र Sadashirao Kavi, he started. GPCP, he started.